So I'm gonna call our December 9th, 2022 meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is approving the minutes. I move to approve the minutes.
A second.
Any amendments, questions, comments? Seeing none. Approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Josh.
Minutes are approved. Moving on to our loan portfolio for the day. We have 10 loans at around a little less than $14 million. I move to approve the loans.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded. Rich, do you want to walk us through the loans that we are reviewing today?
Thank you, Sarah. Sure. You know, we got a few that are interesting. Loan number two to the City of Merrill includes two projects, economic development projects. One is the purchase of 2 acres for a new commercial development. And the other one is a cash incentive for a new 56-unit housing project in Merrill. Loan number four to the Village of Random Lake includes the development incentive for a single family home condo project, and also fiber to the home project to every household in Random Lake, which is over 800 households, which I thought was pretty interesting. The town of Lawrence in loan number five is purchasing land to be made available for future housing and commercial development. Loan number six to the Village of Baldwin is one of those shorter term loans that they're using the program for the construction of a new EMS building, but will probably get longer term financing after the project is completed. And then loan number eight is to Sawyer County. They are actually acquiring some land to be part of their county forest. The good number of loans, good amount, adding up to about $13.4 million. And that's all I have for today.
Well, it looks like financing good work for these communities. So I don't have any questions since they seem to be very typical to what we do. Josh, you have any questions for Rich?
Nope, no questions for me either.
All right. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
The loans are approved. There is no old business, and we have two items under new business, looking at property easements for the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation. And so what I'm going to do, if there's no objection, Josh, I'm just going to suspend the rules. So, Tom, you can walk us through these, and then we can go back and approve them.
Thank you, Sarah. As you noted, these are both easements to the Wisconsin Public Service. And the whole point of it is, in these situations, is to, in essence, clean up outstanding title issues. In the first situation, it's just an easement for, in return for $500, that would cross a corner of one of our properties there. And in the second one, it's a little bit more complicated. The staff is recommending to the board not to charge for this easement because of the fact that they are moving the easement in a way that actually benefits the property more. The easement that used to exist on the second property actually bifurcated the property. It cut across it, and by moving the easement right along the road, it makes the property more valuable for us, frankly. So the staff is recommending that the board approve both of these easements, the first one in return for the payment of $500, and the second one, in essence, because of the fact that they're willing to move the easement to a location that benefits our property. Are there any questions?
None for me.
Not for me. Okay. So I'm just going to go one by one. So I move to approve the proposed utility easement for Allen Road.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. The first easement is approved, and then the second easement, I move to approve the Thunder Lake Road parcel as stated in the packet. Been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
The motion is approved. Tom, do you need anything else from us on those two pieces?
Nope, we're good. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Well, especially the second one, it's hard to say no when it's adding value to the property.
Yes, thank you so much.
Moving on to routine business, the Chief Investment Officer's report. Rich, you have the floor.
I have nothing for today, Sarah.
Okay. Tom, the Executive Secretary's report.
Well, we'll start out with the difficult news. So the Legislative Audit Bureau conducted a targeted audit of the Common School Fund this past month. At the close of our initial meeting, I actually asked the LAB auditor for guidance on best practices regarding the type and level of service organization control reports, or SOC reports, that BCPL should request. In essence, when companies like Schwab, who we use as a custodian, get audited, they actually go through another level of audit where an auditor goes through and looks at not just do your financial statements accurately reflect what you have, but they also look at how they do their business. And that's where these SOC reports dig into that. Well, the auditor didn't provide any answer to my question, but noted in her interim report that we did not regularly request such reports. So no good deed goes unpunished these days. We have, in fact, requested those reports. We've reviewed them and considered the suggestions contained within such reports. And so the changes that we're doing is we're now sharing those reports with our investment committee. And on a quarterly basis, we will test our Schwab reports with respect to the pricing of their publicly traded securities. And we responded to LAB in that manner, and they've accepted those comments. So glad to be done with that. Are there any questions on that?
None for me.
Not for me, Tom. And I think just one thing too to point out to Josh is that this is something we've been asking for a while. So it was nice to get your, you know, it's always nice to have your checkup. So, as we like to say, it's just good financial health.
Yep. So I know you guys are probably sick and tired of me talking about that land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service, but we are now actually scheduled to close it this coming week. So we've got all the documents signed. The Forest Service has the check for $8,000 to make up the difference in values, and we're scheduled to close it this week. And it's exciting to have that closed. The purpose of it in the first place was to bring both entities into better alignment. And we were going to cut down on 60 some miles of boundary line work. And the fact is we're getting over 3,400 acres of land that haven't been harvested in a while. And so our land managers are already looking at what timber harvests we can conduct in the near future. It's exciting. So hats off to our Lake Tomahawk crew for bringing that to a resolution. As I advised you a little bit earlier that we had concluded our transaction with the Lac du Flambeau, and the fact is the Lac-Qui-Tiré tribe had then reached out to us and asked if we were still interested in working with them, and we recently were notified by them that they wish to proceed with purchasing the school trust lands within their reservation boundaries at appraised value. So we are looking forward to moving that transaction forward and bringing that to the board in the near future. And again, hats off to the folks up north for helping make that happen. With that What I wanted to do was bring up the fact that we have got some, we need to focus a little bit on upcoming meeting dates. I'm not sure what people's availability is as we get closer to Christmas, but we will need another board meeting yet this December. Rich has been busy with incoming requests for trust fund loans, and we have several of them that they would like to fund before the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. So I know as we get closer to Christmas, people's schedules get tighter, both with work as people are trying to get things squeezed in before the end of the year, and as people are trying to spend more time with their family and friends. So the question that I start with is our next scheduled meeting, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is for the 20th. And the question is, does that work for people?
It works for me, Tom.
I'm checking, Tom.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That does work for me, too.
Hey. But at the present time, we will keep that board meeting scheduled for December 20th at 2:00 then. Thank you. And while we thank the state treasurer for her service and her dedication to BCPL over the last 4 years, the following meeting will be the first meeting for the new state treasurer. And we currently have that scheduled for Tuesday, January 3rd, which is also inauguration day, if I'm not mistaken. And so this question is actually only for the Attorney General then, is I'm assuming that it's not a day that you would prefer to have that meeting. And if it's not, is there another day that week that works better for you?
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to have that meeting a different day. And obviously, we'll need to reach out to the other board members. But if Tom, would you mind following up with my staff at DOJ on that to get that scheduled?
I'd be happy to. Like I said, what I wanted to do was just flag it ahead of time so that we're not scrambling at the last minute trying to figure that out. So I'm happy to follow up with them. And thank you for your consideration. That is the end of my report for today. The next board meeting, though, that we have scheduled for the 20th, we will be talking about some end of the year issues. In essence, talking about what we've been able to achieve over this year, and I know the state treasurer would also like to talk about what we've achieved over the last 4 years together, because it's an amazing track record, and we're very proud of that. Are there any other questions of me at this point?
Tom, for that meeting, do we have an estimate for how long it will take? I've got it scheduled for half an hour. I just want to make sure. I've got a 2:45 meeting, so I just want to make sure I'm not, I've got enough time on the schedule.
At the present time, I think we would easily be able to fit it into 45. And if you're telling me, Tom, try to keep it to a half an hour, I think I can do that. But I defer to our state treasurer and ask her guidance as well.
Yeah, Josh, I think we can end by 2:45. If it's just the loan. I mean, what we have right now on the agenda is for the whatever loans need to be approved, and then just reviewing the strategic plan that we were and kind of where we were, how we accomplished a lot of what we set forth in the last 4 years. But I think that if those are the two primary objectives for that meeting, I think we can get that done in 45 minutes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Tom, do you have anything else?
Nope, that's it for today. Thank you.
Thank you. I just two things from my report. As Tom was mentioning, I want to make sure we do a not just a year in review and also just an overall review and look at the strategic plan that we developed and kind of we really accomplished a lot that we set forth over the last 4 years. And so I think it's a time to reflect. And as the board thinks about where they are moving forward in the next 4 years with the new board. So that's the first item I want to make sure that's added to the agenda. And it's happy to be under my report as well. And then the second piece is we did have a really successful press conference right before the holidays, announcing the $52 million, which was important to let the schools know. And we had everybody from the superintendent of public schools to key leaders in the education community, from the president of WMFTA to, the teachers unions and folks driving as far as Superior to be there and be a part of it, which I think was also really nice because sometimes when we do these press conferences in the Capitol, it's a lot of folks from the area. And it was nice to see such diversity, not only I think from the educational community, but location as well, which is exactly what the fund does. It impacts all public schools. So thanks for everyone's help in making that press conference a success, but that's all I have. So any other future agenda items?
None for me.
I move to adjourn. Right.
A second.
I move to adjourn. Right. It's been moved and seconded. So, all those in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.